Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
Ho ho! What is up, ghoulie goobers? Welcome to another episode of Spirits on Spirits. We are coming to you live from our studio in Salem, Massachusetts, bringing you the haunts and the haps from around the world. Aiden, how we doing tonight?
I'm a ghoulie goober, rock! I'm doing great, man.
Nice. It's good to be back, man. I feel like we haven't recorded in, what, 2 weeks?
Dude, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 week hiatus, little vacations. You know, we're chilling. So we're very excited to be back. Very excited to just, you know, hit the pod grind again, right?
Yeah, we had to use the old bank last
week. I know, yeah. So we definitely are excited to be coming to you live with another episode.
And in terms of spooky vibes,
you
couldn't pick a better night.
No.
It is storming up a storm outside
right now. It be storming, dude.
It be storming.
We got
it be stormy.
Some hella lightning, some heliante thunder, some helicyrus rain. Dude, some Halle Berry vibes, dude. Some Halle Berry spooky vibes. Oh, man. So, yeah, no, it's very excited to be back in the lab, in the studio, and just, you know, cooking things up. So,
let them cook.
Yep. So, this week, do you want to tell the people where we're headed?
I'll give you a little hint. Dale.
Oh, Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305. Dale.
Yeah, we're going to Miami.
Miami. I'm out here in Miami, where my hoochie daddy's.
Don't sing the rest of it.
My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
dude.
Bro, some have called her a lyrical genius. Do you know who that is?
No, so for those listening, Nate just made me listen to this song for the first time like 5 minutes ago.
Pound Town, very Sexy Red.
Very disturbing.
It's, I mean, top 10 songs
of
maybe
all time?
Ever?
Yeah. It's up there with Stairway to Heaven.
Yep. Anything the Beatles have made.
Yeah, everything the Beatles
and
have made.
And just Sexy Red. Oh, my
dude, so
pink.
Actually, fun fact, that song was originally supposed to be on Abbey Road.
Whoa.
But the rights got sold to Sexy Red.
There you go. Yep. I believe it.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. All the guys in the Beatles had brown booty holes and potentially pink coochies. Could you imagine like John Lennon?
Oh my god.
Or Ringo going.
Dude, it would be Ringo for sure. No doubt.
My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Just the bowl cut.
Oh man. Yep. So this podcast is gonna be about brown booty holes.
In Miami.
Oh, man.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
too much
booty hole talk for you?
A little too much. That's fair. So, the beverage.
Yeah,
this week.
The beveragio.
Is Thad Castle's favorite drink.
I don't know if any of our listeners know who Thad Castle is.
Mojitos!
Yes. Oh, man.
So, what the mojito is white rum, simple syrup, lime juice, top it with club soda.
Love it.
Muddle some lime in there.
Love it.
And then just mint.
Nice.
Muddle some mint in there, and then a nice, pretty mint garnish.
There you go, dude.
Yeah.
There you go.
Top it with the mint hair.
Yeah. Very Miami drink. Very Miami.
I'm stoked on this. I love mojitos.
We got him in some tiki glasses for that tropical vibe, dude.
Yeah, I didn't have any proper mojito glasses, which I think are highballs.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're doing them in tiki, which I feel like is also fitting.
These are fun highball glasses. So
yeah,
cheers.
Cheerio.
Sorry, I bumped my mic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't miss.
Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong.
Honestly, I think I put a little too much club soda in there.
I think
the tiki glass, I think that the reason that you would put it in a highball is that it's just less space.
Yeah, the proportions. So
there's a little, it just is a little club soda-ish.
That makes sense.
It's all good.
That makes sense.
All good in the hood. So, my location this week. I have a bit of a shorter story this week.
Oh, okay.
But we're doing the Biltmore Hotel.
Oh, a hotel. We got to love a hotel. And especially down in Miami, bro. Like, Miami be hotel heaven.
I have done a lot of hotels over the episodes.
But hotels are fun. They're always hella haunted.
They're my bread and butter, dude.
Yeah, there you go. Just like me in outdoor locations.
True. Cemeteries, train tracks.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Covered bridges.
Technically, is that outdoors?
Yeah.
You decide.
Oh, yeah.
You decide. So, when the Biltmore was first opened in 1926, it was the crown jewel.
I believe it, dude.
Of developer George Merrick's grand vision.
Roaring 20s.
So, he used what's called the City Beautiful movement, which is exactly what it sounds like, which is like just a beautification of America's cities back then.
Of Miami.
Miami was booming at the time.
Got you.
Land was selling like hotcakes.
Believe it.
And Merrick had partnered with hotel magnate John Bowman to build something that would stop people in their tracks, which the Biltmore did.
Nice.
It had marble floors, sweeping archways. Whoa. Dude, you would appreciate this. A golf course.
Whoa. Oh, man. Sounds like a dope spot.
You could snooze and then go hit nine.
Yeah, there you go.
Hit nine holes. and a swimming pool so massive that it set records at the time.
Oh, shit. So a big old pool.
Big old pool.
For those big old women down in Miami.
All right, Charles. Celebrities, socialites, and even a few royals showed up to bask in the Floridian sun.
Some royals.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be royal. I don't know the rest of
that. I don't know the rest of that, the lyrics either.
Or it's not even I want to be. It's, and we'll never be royal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not running on blood.
Royal.
Yeah. Glass tigers and... I don't know. I don't know, man.
I would say we'll get copyrighted, but...
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that Lord would even be able to claim that.
We do a pretty good job of avoiding copyright
by just being so bad.
Yeah.
For a moment, the party seemed unstoppable.
Oh, I believe it. Especially with that little bit of that Scarface juice down in Miami. Say hello to my little friend.
What?
The little friend's cocaine.
The party was very stopped.
Oh, it was stopped?
It was stopped.
It was stopped?
No,
Pitbull would not approve.
Or... Dude, maybe he's a spooky dude.
Maybe.
Maybe he likes the...
But I think he likes to party.
I think he likes to party.
Yeah. Timber!
Give me your best Pitbull impression.
I don't even know. You're going to give me one first. Like, I can't even conceptualize.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to do his voice with my mouth.
It's like, what? Oh, like...
What's up?
Mommy. Mr. 305, coming to you live.
That was actually not bad.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
it
wasn't terrible. So, this hotel, in case you couldn't guess, is haunted.
Oh, geez.
So, we'll start with the most famous ghost. I'll take you back. It's February of 1929.
Ooh. Oh, geez.
There's a private party high up in the tower of the hotel.
Oh, jeepers.
Some say it's the 13th floor.
Ooh.
Which
That's already spooky.
That's a thing that it's not a thing, right?
The
13th
like,
floor doesn't exist in hotels.
Some hotels, yeah, like, will just have an elevator where it just goes 12, 14.
So,
which, it's still the 13th floor.
Right. I was just going to say, like, is it just the 13th floor that they just renamed it the 14th?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is it, like, they have a whole empty floor?
I think they just rename it.
And if you have a, quote-unquote, 20-story hotel, do you actually have a 19-story hotel? Or do you really have a 21?
I don't know. These are good questions to ask.
If you're an architect
of
hotels,
hit us up. Or a developer.
Yeah. Or just work in a hotel.
I don't know
why. If you're a bellboy.
Did you miss that completely?
Whatever.
Did you hear what I said, though?
No.
Said a developer, and then I said, you could develop this dick.
Definitely didn't hear that.
Definitely I don't know where that came from, but
develop we're out here this dick.
I don't know. It was an intrusive thought. The intrusive thought won in that moment.
I feel like that's a story of your life.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it was allegedly on the 13th floor. So this was the floor where the hotel kept its high rollers entertained with cods, cigars, and whiskey.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good trio to have in life.
Especially for a mobster like Thomas Fatty Walsh.
Whoa. With a name like that, that's a paisan if you've ever heard one. Oh. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
So, on this night, a man named Thomas Fatty Walsh was holding court on the 13th floor. Fatty was a mobster. He was well-connected and was not exactly a stranger to trouble.
Oh, jeepers.
A disagreement broke out. Maybe it was over a woman. Maybe it was over money. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll never know.
Well,
whatever it was, and it ended with a gunshot.
Oh, jeepers.
And then Fatty slumped to the floor dead before his cigar smoke had cleared.
Oh, jeez. First off, let's take a second for poetic you.
Right?
Slay. and then second, oh no, a dead fatty.
Dead fatty.
Dead fatty fatso, just lying on the floor.
Fat man is dead.
He was probably so fucking fat.
Oh yeah, if your nickname's Fatty, you're not a small dude.
Especially like as a mobster.
Yeah, as
like,
a mobster. Dude, you're a meatball.
Only ate red meat. Like there was no veggies.
Yeah.
Maybe a little eggplant pie every once in a while.
Some meatballs with the red sauce.
And more meatballs.
And then give me some whiskey and some cigars.
I'm Fatty. How you doing?
Hey, I'm Fatty. Hey, you don't know who I am? Fatty. Fatty Walsh.
Oh, man. Maybe he told the other guy he'd sit on him. And that's why. The other guy was like, hey, no, Fatty. You're not sitting on me tonight. Bang, bang.
Hey, Fatty. Hey. Aces beats kings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I'll sit on you. How about that?
Oh, man.
According to dozens of guests and employees, Fatty never left.
Whoa.
Fatty's still around.
He's still there?
Apparently. The elevator will sometimes stop on that old floor without being called or without being, like, sent to that floor.
Jeez.
The doors open to an empty hallway, and that faint, unmistakable smell of cigars drifts out.
Huh.
People report a man in a vintage suit standing in a mirror, only to turn around and find no one there. And then staff swear that they have heard laughter, which is low and raspy.
Sure.
From rooms that aren't occupied.
Damn.
Fatty's not the only ghost, though.
Oh, shoot.
World War II came around, and the army converted the Biltmore into a hospital for soldiers.
Oh, geez.
So it was like massive. I think I read it was like 1,200 rooms.
Oh, wow.
The suites were turned into like ORs.
Oh, jeez.
The ballroom was turned into like a ward with like a bunch of beds and stuff. It was crazy.
So it was a boa.
But
big ass hotel.
Soldiers who never made it home are still said to roam the halls. Guests have awoken in the night to the sound of boots walking past their door, only to find the hallway empty. Some have seen shadowy figures in uniform lingering near the old hospital wards, which are places that are now guest rooms. One ghost does stand out amongst the crowd, a woman in white.
Oh, geez.
Shocker.
I feel like we should have, like, a woman in white count. Like, how many women in white do we encounter?
I mean, I've lost count at this point.
Me too.
It's got to be six plus.
Yeah, at least plus. Yeah.
She glides silently through the corridors, which I feel like is on par for every woman in white ever.
Sure. They don't walk. They glide.
Yeah. Some say that she's searching for a soldier that she loved who was lost during the war. Others say that she's connected to the hotel's earlier, more glamorous years. Perhaps Fatty's wife.
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, that's not
Mrs. Fatty?
Part of the story, but that's just me spitballing here.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the woman that Fatty was arguing over when he was shot.
Jeez.
Dude. She is said to maybe be a guest who fell from a balcony under mysterious circumstances.
Ooh. That's not good either.
Then there are the strange... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that sounds like tough times.
Tough times, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, falling off a hotel balcony is not up there in terms of ways to go for me. It's not the bottom.
No.
But it's not the top either.
No.
Then there are the strange happenings that don't seem to be tied to any one single spirit, which is the normal stuff, cold spots in warm hallways, lights flickering in locked rooms, doors unlocking on their own, a phone ringing at the front desk. That would freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's a no-go for me.
No, yeah, just random phone rings.
And it's from a room that's been empty for decades.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then there's stories from the 1980s restoration crew who tell of tools vanishing and reappearing in odd places, footsteps on the floor above them when no one was there, and once the discovery of two rusted knives hidden inside a wall.
Oh, shit.
Still stained with something dark.
Oh, damn. So blood knives in the wall.
Blood knives.
Jeepers. Yeah. Creepers, dude.
So.
That's crazy.
That's the Biltmore.
I mean, that's... There's a lot going on there, dude.
Dude, from Fatty to rusty blood knives.
Just hidden in walls.
Maybe they were Fatty's blood knives.
Maybe.
Actually, that's plausible.
Very plausible. All right, haunted or not, what do you think?
I'll go haunted. I like the story of Fatty.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot going on there, and especially World War II hotel, check. Mobster died, check. Potential murder weapons, check. Woman in white who fell off balcony, potentially, ? Shoulder shrug? Check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hella shit going on there. Haunted AF. Stamp that. Lock it up. Pop lock, drop it. Haunted as fuck. Sorry, excuse our studio dog.
He's a little rambunctious dude.
Yeah. So, all right. I think definitely haunted.
Locked in. Locked haunted. In.
Certified haunt.
Boom.
Boom. All
right. I will kill this beverage.
Kill
and then
it.
We'll be back.
We'll be burbs.
Burbs. We're back.
We're back in Miami looking for the Hoochie Daddies.
I'm yelling timber.
He's going down. Hey, just want you to know, man, if you've been going through tough times, I've been there too. Isn't that the line? What's the line?
I don't know.
The
sing it.
The fucking, I know my rent is going to be late about a month. Week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get my clothes off. Not trying to get my clothes off. Is it trying to get my clothes off?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to get my clothes off in this club.
I don't know if you knew this about me. I'm not a Pitbull aficionado.
Pitbull naked in the club, dude. That's definitely what that song's about. I'm trying to get my clothes off in the club.
Do you think he's been bald his whole life?
I could see it.
Can you picture Pitbull with hair?
No.
What would that even look like?
Pitbull is definitely in first grade. Bald.
Oh, yeah.
With sunglasses, too.
Mr. Worldwide.
They're like, dude, do your math homework. He's like, Mr. Worldwide, don't do math.
I'm worldwide.
Mr. 305.
I'm yelling timber.
Shiggity, wiggity, higgity, biggity, wow.
Dolly.
Dolly. Dolly, dolly.
And last for the kickball tournament, I choose Pitbull. Dolly.
Dolly, mama. Oh, man. All right. You want to hear my story?
I don't even know where you're going.
So
this is
all right. This one isn't like crazy, but I will say I was telling Aiden before we recorded, and then I was like, I stopped myself mid conversation because I was like, bro, save it for the pod. I had a revelation, bro. Let's get spooky with this shit. Like, I'm still gonna be a scaredy cat, and there's certain things that are off limits. Like, in terms of, I won't talk about that. Like, the possession, the debt. Like, I don't like to conjure any of that negative vibes up and stuff like that. I'm not trying to be cooking any of those vibes. Those negativo vibos. But I want to get spooky, dude. I want to get real spooky.
So, what does that look like?
All right.
Because I've been preaching this since the beginning.
No, for sure. For sure. So, I was scrolling through the list. And I will say this one, I definitely like, is it crazy? Because I was scrolling through the list. It was like, Devil Tree. And I was like, nope. And I was like, another really spooky one. And I was like, oh shit, okay, this is spooky. And they're like, yeah, and the spirit that haunts this place the most is this young woman. And you're like, oh, okay, young lady spirit. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, she got raped and then some dude like crushed her skull in and stuff like that. I was like,
Jesus.
Like, I'm not doing that.
That's just like dark.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, nah, I'm good. But how you feel about dead babies though?
You know, I'm
You're smiling, bro. Why are you smiling at dead babies?
I'm not partial to dead babies. I don't love them.
No, for sure.
I shouldn't say that. I love babies. I don't love the fact that they are dead.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That's
I know this might be a hot take.
I don't know, man. You might have been pro dead babies at first.
I was never pro dead babies. You were smiling.
I don't know. No, I was just curious about that. Dead babies do not come up in my story at all.
Okay. So you didn't really answer the question. What does getting spooky mean?
I just like I want to lean into spooky shit, bro. Like I want to find stories that make me go, "Ooh."
Give you the heber jeebers?
Yeah, the jeeber sheebers. Sheeber dee dee. Sheeber dee 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 jeeber.
Okay, I don't know how much I buy into that though, because if you will recall back, I did an episode on, I think it was the Zach Baggins music.
Yeah, because that's all possession stuff.
And
I
after
don't
that,
want
you were
anything.
Like, oh, dude, you can't do stories that spooky anymore.
I don't
want
to do anything that could
They're
potentially
too scary
follow
for
me
my
home.
Little bitch boyness.
I just, like, okay, so. I don't know if you, for those of you that have been to Disney World, okay, there's a ride called the Haunted Mansion. I'm sure you've heard of the Haunted
I've
Mansion.
I've seen the movies.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. On the ride, at the end of it, the guy goes, and now a ghost will follow you home. I don't want a ghost to follow me home from based on these stories. So I don't like to talk about the stuff that possesses people or any of that kind of stuff for the devil type stuff. Again. That's just...
Oh, you mean Peggy the doll?
Yeah, I just don't want that shit.
You don't
want
to talk about Peggy the
no,
doll?
No, I'm not. I see what you're doing, and I will walk out. I will storm out of
the
our
The doll
set.
Who haunts people yeah, who talk about her?
I don't want to do it. All right, so I... But I, other than that, though, like, I want to get spooky, dude. I want to get spooky.
Let's do it.
I'm leaning... I also, too, like... It's funny because I'm not a spooky season person.
Yeah.
But I think growing up here, a little part of everyone is. So, like...
You're force-fed it.
Yeah, so. You're force-fed it. So, like, now that it's starting to get spooky season, I'm like, ooh, what's this? Let me get a little spooky with it. Like, I just... I think I am... Nope. I am drinking the spooky Kool-Aid. More than I thought I was.
Yep.
Yep. Daniel, cut this. I was about to say.
I can see where that was going.
Say, I am sucking from the teat of spooky.
Okay, I actually like that better. I like that better.
So, Then I paused myself. So I was like, I like that
a lot better. Daniel, keep that in.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, just I want to lean into the spookiness the more we go. Okay?
I'm down.
And I would say this one's like definitely, I mean, they're all spooky, but like, I don't think this one's crazy spooky, but I will let you be the judge of that. Okay? I am doing the Parkway West Regional Medical Center.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, I was going to say that is a mouthful, but it is a hospital, if you could not have guessed by that.
Imagine that.
That was built in 1972. And we're talking... Recent.
For a haunted place.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking a bois. Big ass hospital.
A bah. Dude, just like the hotel. It's also a bah. Yeah.
Bah. Sorry, that might have been loud in people's ears. I'm looking at the audio of it just being, yeah, sorry. But it's a big ass hospital. We're talking 11 stories, 136,000 square feet of hoss. Be tall. Yeah. It had 127 rooms, over 300 beds, and yeah,
that's more than two beds per room.
Yeah, no, they were jamming them in there.
Damn,
they were jamming them peeps in there. Them sick peeps. They go get in there, sick peeps.
Just roll it into the wall.
Yeah. but most of our focus, and it's got the works, man. We're talking the morgue, the operating rooms, the ER. They got everything. Yeah. They got everything a spooky location needs. But what this place had that made it kind of unique, or I mean, obviously some hospitals have them, but not every, is the seventh floor. That was our money floor, dude, when we're talking about the world of spooky. Spooky nasties. Spook nasty. was the psychiatric unit. Yep.
Sorry, I just took a big sip of my drink. So.
Oh, yeah. Gulp that drink. I was looking this up. And so it was a psychiatric unit with a Baker Act receiving area. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't Google too hard, so I don't really know what it means. But I think what that means is, like, if the court or, like, if the government says, you crazy, you go there type of thing.
Okay.
Like, I think that's
I've heard of the Baker Act. I think
that's what the Baker Act is like, if you're deemed by the court or maybe by the, like, a hospital or someone like a therapist.
Oh, you know what? I think I know it from like if a cop is interacting with someone.
Yeah.
And they think that they're like a threat to themselves or others.
Okay.
Then they can be Baker acted, which is like you're not under arrest but you're being like detained
for
mental health purposes.
To the psychiatric hospital. That makes sense. All right. So that makes a lot of sense. So it was an area that it was that type of psychiatric wing where not a lot of people were going to on their free will.
Yeah, they were being forced.
Yeah, they were being forced to. And like probably with significant mental health needs, at least in that moment that they were being sent there.
Yeah.
It closed in 2002. I don't know. I feel like I'm just speaking like Pitbull.
Dude, your episode. What do they call them, like vocal stims? You're just spewing vocal stims right now.
Closed in 2002, and that was after years of kind of just more getting decrepit and more decrepit. So we have three deaths in this location, okay?
Three?
Three deaths.
Definitely.
No, sorry.
Way more.
We're not talking about people that died in the hot. We're talking about three non-medical related deaths.
Okay.
Three not like, yeah, I guess that's the best way to phrase that, right? Like three not like medical. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I stand by. Do you want to do reverse chronological order? Or do you want to do chronological order?
Chronological.
Okay. So in 1997, we have our first death that happened at the hospital. Now, it was on the psychiatric unit, and it was a patient who jumped out of his room. So on the seventh floor, he jumped out the window.
Ouch.
Yep. Ouch. So that was our first death. Okay. Now, I think the way that I want to do this today is I want to go cover the death, and then I want to cover the hauntings related, or I guess attributed to that specific death.
It's your story.
It's my story. You're for sure. So he, the room that he was living in, the building's been demolished. It got demolished in 2023.
2023.
Yep, there you go. but he, the room that he jumped out of, the windows at one point, like there was curtains hanging. The story I saw, there was curtains hanging. And, like, people would turn the corner and the curtains would, like, be blowing in the breeze as if, like, someone had, like, just opened the window and jumped out of it.
But they hadn't.
Well, yes.
Opened the window.
Yes. But, like, we're talking years after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, when it was broke. So, it was, like, that was, like, how people heard his spirit. And then, like, kind of incoherent ramblings and stuff like that. Just kind of coming from that area. Just, like, the stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah. Now, that death leads us to our most notable and significant death. So, in 1998, on December 3rd, to be specific, psychiatrist.
Yep.
Dr. Christina Gabrielle Smith. 39, by the way. I don't know if I wrote that down, so I guess at some point I must have thought that that was important. It was like
she was 39.
Yeah, was shot twice in the chest near the nurse's station on the seventh floor by patient Knowles Sterling.
Who shoots their psychiatrist?
Probably someone who's upset and probably mentally ill.
That's
yeah. Twice. I mean, that's,
like, when you're working on a psychiatric ward of a hospital, that's probably, like, worst fear.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario.
Absolutely. But, so, what was so interesting about this death is, let me paint you the whole story first. So, Sterling goes up to Dr. Christina, and pops her in the chest twice, starts to flee down the corridor, firing, hits James Reed, a gentleman who was leading a Narcotics Anonymous meeting nearby, only hit him in the leg. So, luckily, he didn't pass away from his injuries. But then the bystander subdued Sterling until... The story was... It must have been the police report or something that I was looking at. Because it has, like, was subdued, and then North Miami Beach officer Christopher Starnes arrived and handcuffed him. So I guess
Dude, good for those bystanders.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's brave. I mean, they were patients. The bystanders were patients. Yeah.
That's brave.
Dr. Smith was airlifted out, but eventually died of her injuries, unfortunately. So what was so interesting about this, and what actually this death was ultimately the demise of the hospital. First off, Sterling, the backstory on him was he was Baker acted. So he didn't want to be there, but police deemed him a threat to himself and others. So he was forced to go there. Now, this murder led to there being an investigation into the hospital, and it ultimately got deemed, like, it went from, like, a full, like, people, they had their full license to operate as a hospital, and then that got dropped down to a conditional license of, like, yeah, we'll let you do some stuff, but not everything, and we're going to keep a very close eye on you as you do stuff, which then, like, as you know, like, with insurance money and tax money and all that stuff is like you're not getting nearly as much of the money as you used to get. So then it just like, from there.
You've got this big, great hospital and most of it's not being used probably.
Yes, absolutely. So, it's just run down. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Slippery slope.
So the investigation after the murder was what led it to lose that status because they noticed that there was especially on the psychiatric floor, a bunch of different security procedures that were not being implemented and used correctly. So Sterling actually, when he got Baker acted, was allowed to go to his house to pick up some of his belongings that he wanted in his house.
And I'm guessing one of those was the gun.
Yes, it was a 38 caliber handgun that he didn't just walk in with. He hid it in a typewriter. So he brought a typewriter and he hid the handgun in the typewriter. Yeah,
they should be searching like literally every nook and cranny of everything that this guy's bringing.
Pretty sure, talk about like Booty Holes Brown. Like, I'm pretty sure they make him like peel the cheeks back and stuff like that now. They should.
Clearly.
But yeah, so I thought that was very interesting that he brought the typewriter in or hid the gun in the. There was some premeditation involved in that.
You know what I appreciate about this story is that, you know how we're always saying how there's no, like, modern ghosts?
Yeah.
This is, like, the closest thing
that pretty modern ghost
probably ever talked about that is, like, Becky from the Block.
Yeah. Yep. No, but for sure, it's, like, 1998. That was pretty recent.
Like, she probably, I don't know what the tech situation was back then, but like probably had a flip phone, right?
Yeah, 98. I mean, there was definitely like, yeah, phones and shit like that. Yeah. But so the haunting occurrences that revolve around Sterling are there's a couple of different things that people attribute to him. One, you can hear gunshots sometimes, like the bang bang, and then like feet running down the hallway. So it's like the reenactment or like the paranormal reenactment of the murder.
That'd be scary to hear gunshots.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that people can hear sometimes, like over EVPs or not EVPs, but just like in general in there, is like the sound of a typewriter. Just like the click, 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 click. So, yeah, spooky shit.
I wonder if he ever used the typewriter that he brought in.
Maybe. I have no idea. But I would imagine so.
Just type, would it be usable?
Maybe
if it,
typed like a manifesto or something like that.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I don't. That was not reported. Yeah, and then the last death was in October of 2020. Damn. A urban explorer was exploring the building and fell to his death inside. Like he was. I don't know if he was actively filming, but he was like one of those like urban explorers on YouTube, and he just fell to his death. There's no railings in place. But yeah, so I thought that was very interesting. I thought that was spooky.
Do we have any ghost stories about him? Because that would be by far the most modern ghost.
No, not yet. I don't think. No, but you want to know why. Well, at least now you want to know why. But the building got demolished in 2023. So.
Yeah.
But,
I wonder what happens to the ghosts at that point.
They stick around, I think, right?
Probably on the land.
Just not on the specific floors. I know it happens where it's like buildings get demolished. Like, we talk about burial grounds and all that kind of stuff where, like, the ghosts stay. So ghosts are definitely there, but I just imagine that they haunt differently. They move differently.
Well,
yeah.
Sounds haunted.
Yeah, let's play the game Haunted or Nah.
I'm going to go yaw.
You're going to go yaw? Why? Why are you hitting us with a yaw, dude?
I think more so out of like, I think I'm biased on this one because I just like the more modern.
Gotcha.
I like the idea of there being like modern ghosts.
I got you.
So, yeah, I want this one to be haunted if anything's haunted. Because I don't know. I mean, like, there, it's fun hearing about like the 1800s ghosts.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, where's the hippie? Where's the 1970s hippie? Where's the 1990s grunge rock fan?
I don't know why.
Who, like,
you're classifying the ghost in terms of music errors, but I'm with it. Because
that's what
it.
The 1900s was. Every decade is a different music. Think about it. 90s is like grunge rock.
Yeah.
80s is disco.
Yep.
70s is all. No. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
But
man.
Whatever.
Whatever.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think haunted. I think obviously, like, hospitals in general carry such a negative energy. Or heavy. Let me rephrase that. Not negative, but heavy energy. And I think especially, like, a psychiatric floor that had a murder, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of energy up in that bitch.
Yeah.
So, for sure. For sure.
I'm with it.
Certify a haunt.
We
should make a song.
They don't want to hear that.
Certify haunt. I'm on my haunt shit. Bitch, you know I'm on that flaunted shit.
There we go. You just made a song. Nice job.
There we go. Yep. Stay tuned for the
full Spirits full, on the Spirit full song will be released tape. On Spotify. Yep.
Oh, man.
Follow us on socials.
Please.
And engage with us. We read every DM. We read every comment. We read every review.
Come to Salem. It's spooky season. It is fully spooky season here. We got people buzzing about. It hasn't gotten that nip to the air that, like, truly means it's fall yet. But, I don't know. I mean, it's spooky season here.
I've been starting to see, like, pumpkin spice
is
coming back now, so.
I love me a good pumpkin spice.
I'm not a huge fan.
Really?
The only pumpkin-flavored thing I like is pumpkin donuts from Dunkin'
Donuts.
I fucking love those
things. Those things fucking slap, bro.
My favorite part of fall by far.
Yeah, those are so good.
Pumpkin donuts.
The pumpkin muffin also is very good, too.
Yeah, I had it once by accident because I asked for a pumpkin donut and the lady put a pumpkin muffin in there instead.
Gotcha.
Not going to name names.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts lady.
Oh, man. But no, they're good. I really like those. It's just that, like, cinnamon nutmeggy flavor.
And then, like, apple cider donuts and stuff. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Put it all in my mouth. Yep. Pause.
That's going to be
no
clipped
ditty.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, we appreciate you all. Like, subscribe, unlike, then relike, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
Or dislike and tell us why.
Yeah, for sure.
Engage.
We're waiting on the haters.
Come at us, bro.
All right. Well, until next week, stay spooky.
Hasta next week.
Let's do it. Stay spooky.
Peace.
Peace.